This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 31st of July, that is Friday. Well, profit booking hits D Street on the last trading day of July to push the benchmark indices below their crucial support levels on Friday. Now, the market has also snapped its longest winning streak since April 2019. Now, bears weighed on the market for the third consecutive day in a row, pushing the Sensex by over 100 points, while the Nifty 50 also closed below 11,100 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex was down by 129 points to close at 37,606, while the Nifty 50 closed 28 points lower at 11,073. Now, for the week, Sensex and Nifty fell by about 1% each, with Nifty Bank falling the most, down by about 4%. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare, realty, metals and IT stocks, while profit-taking was visible in energy, oil and gas and financial stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.3%, while the small-cap index gained 0.8%, outperforming benchmark indices. Top Nifty gainers include UPL, Sun Pharma, Cipla and Grasim Industries, while top Nifty losers include Bajaj Auto, HDFC Bank, Reliance Industries and Eicher Motors. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the healthcare index rose 3.4%, followed by the realty index that gained 1.2%, and the metal index rose by 0.7%. Now, profit booking was seen in the energy index that fell 1.6%, followed by the oil and gas index that was down 0.7%, and the finance index was down by 0.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Bandhan Bank, Idea, Cipla, SBI and Torrent Pharma. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, Torrent Pharma as well as Cadila Healthcare. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Chola Finance, Indiabulls Housing Finance and Sale. Well, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Laurus Lab, Torrent Pharma, Divi's Laboratories as well as Ipca Laboratories. Now, more than 300 stocks were locked in upper circuit, which include names like Tata Communication, Best AgroLife and Majesco. And nearly 400 stocks on the BSE hit lower circuit. That includes names like Ruchi Soya, Prabhat Technologies and 5 Paisa Capital. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in news or which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, State Bank of India stock was up 2% after the net profit stood at 4,189 crores for the June quarter. Jet Airways shares jumped 5% after the troubled domestic carrier acquired 6 Boeing aircraft and their engine. Apart from that, the other stocks that were in focus were Dabur India, Torrent Pharma and others. Apart from that, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a small-bodied bearish candle on the daily charts as well as on the weekly scale, which indicates some selling pressure at higher levels. Now, Nifty closed the week on a negative note as it corrected from its weekly high of 11,341 to 11,026 and paused its winning streak of the last 6 weeks. Now, failed breakout above 11,300 and sustained selling pressure at bounce back move indicates that short-term profit booking cannot be ruled out. Now, the index has multiple supports at 1150 zone and a hold below 11,050 could confirm more decline towards 10,900 and 10,800 levels. While on the upside exists at 11,150 and then towards 11,250 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.